For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastening, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits, and live? For they verily, for a few days, chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up hands that hang down, and feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Good morning, this is Brother Wilmer. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. Yes, this morning we would like to talk about the Lord chastening his son. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And he goes on to say that God dealeth with us as sons, just as a father would with his son. And he goes on to say that if we are without chastening, then we are bastards and not sons. You know, so many times we pad ourselves up with so many things, with a bank account, with hospital aid, with insurances, with nice homes, with many luxuries and materials, and we keep padding ourselves up against the trials in life, the trials which God wants to send us, trials that the Lord really sees where we could grow, that could help us to grow, I should say. Trials in our lives many times have a deeper meaning than what we tend to see them, and to come to the place where we resign ourselves into the Lord's hands for what he has, for everything that happens, either was made to happen or allowed to happen in our lives. So many times we do not realize what we are actually holding off or running from when we hold off or run from the chastening of the Lord. It's so much better for us to embrace this and to be exercised by it, to lift up our hands and realize that God is almighty and that he is powerful. In Proverbs 3:11, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. So, just looking here in Hebrews 12:11, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Bringing that peaceable fruit in our lives. The encouragement for this morning would be that we would encourage the corrections and the chastenings in our lives, rather than to ward them off, rather than to run away from them, realizing that right beyond the chastening, if we are exercised thereby, there's a peaceable fruit, and that peaceable fruit is the joy of the Lord. It's the oil of life, which I spoke about yesterday in the devotional. He goes on to say in 2 Timothy 4:8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your life, being much more precious than the gold that perishes, though it be tried by fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The trying of our faith. The Lord knows what we need in our lives. He knows which areas our faith need to be tried. He knows where our roots need to go deeper into, planted into the Word of God, planted into that rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. And for all of those that are exercised by it, and we take a joy knowing that we are the sons of God and we overcome, we can always take that great, we can always receive it as in joy, and knowing that He even wants us to overcome it. He wants us to overcome in a greater way than we could ever want to overcome. And He's there with us, and He's there to hold us up. He is our loving Father. He loves us. Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. Praise the Lord. He that overcometh gets to sit where Jesus sits. Praise God. God be with you today.